Time to find out what's doing around the Upper Hunter Shire Council District with Mayor Maurice Collison, who sounds more relaxed than ever before. How are you, mate?
Very well. It was a great break and beautiful weather.
I believe you got to be able to relax in your special spot. Nobody bothered you and you were begrudgingly dragged back to the community.
It was great. There as my little secret spot. I said running into the Glenbourne Dam on the Hunter. We did some fishing, we did some boat riding. I got the chance to go with a mate of mine for a joy fly on Friday with family and friends. It was great.
Very nice. Well done, sir. Nice to be able to get away when you can.
It is.
Now, the Allen Bridge, what's the latest word?
Yeah, it's been a long time coming, the work has started on the Glenbourne Bridge, and weather permitting, expected to be opened in later in May.
This is the one that the truck, the overweight truck, if you will, went over last year sometime, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's correct, and it's taken a fair while to get to where we are. But anyway, the main thing is it's the work has started, and it'll be opened shortly.
I guess a lot of people want to know, so the costs for this, does that come from the insurance company or the company that caused the damage?
Yeah, I think that's been a lot of the trouble. Yeah, definitely there was a claim put in.
Yeah.
And, that's just unfortunate the way things are.
Okay. Now, before Easter, we talked about up in the Barrington, some of the roads had been closed. There's been a bit of movement in that regard.
Yeah, the Shire worked very hard last week to get that road opened up there for people to go and enjoy the beautiful Barrington tops. There's still road restrictions in with one-way traffic, and, it still could be a serious thing in the time to come. The slip is still there. But anyway, the main thing, it is open at this stage.
Take a great deal of care up there, all right? Nobody should be, taking that for granted.
That's it. That's definitely right.
And finally, Anzac Day next Monday. There's something very special happening at Warbirds.
Yeah, as we know, the Spitfire and Kitty Hawk and Harbour do fly around for Anzac Day, and we're lucky enough that the Traction Centre will be open Anzac Day. From 9 till 12, you'll be able to go. There's 50 seats available to go up onto the platform and watch that from the attraction centre. And we just ask that a gold coin donation to the proceedings going to the legacy. So the idea is there's going to be some refreshments available. So anyone that's going will have to pre-register to access the viewing area. So first 50 in, get to look at those magnificent planes on Anzac Day.
First come, best dressed, as they say.
Yeah, that's it. That's it, Andrew. I'll definitely try and get out and have a look.
All right. And they just go to the Warbirds website to be able to register for that, do they?
I'd imagine that's what they do, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a little bit diggy because we got Anzac parades and marches on all morning, so it's going to be, some might be able to go to the dawn service and go and relax out there, but they'll work that out.
Well, the great thing is Anzac Day is back to normal after what we went through for the last couple of years. Nice to be able to go and enjoy a respectful Anzac Day again, mate.
Oh, it is, and there's some great services and great around the whole Shire, and council laws are all split themselves up and going to all different areas of the Shire, and let's hope weather holds off, and it'll be a great time.
As always, there's always plenty of information on the Upper Hunter Shire Council website and on the Facebook page, and as always, when Maurice Collison joins us for a chat each week. Good on you, Maurice. Thanks again.
Good. Thank you very much.